Jack hit the deck quicker than a drunk on his last legs. Instinct and training took over. He found the cover of bushes, on his stomach, face down. A brief silence after the shots. He risked the look. Only nanoseconds had passed, but the layout had changed completely. His friend was lying supine. The sweat marks on his belly had turned red. Peter had stopped one of the bullets. Maybe both. Jack scanned the horizon. The shooters weren't hard to spot. Three men, advancing with intent. Chinese. Not out of place in Singapore, except that these men had the purposeful gait of soldiers, not shoppers. He chanced another glance. The thick, rough hair and high cheekbones. He'd have guessed Chinese from the mainland, north. All three wore dark suits. Spot the guys that weren't tourists. A friend in need. A friend indeed. It had been in a Hallmark birthday card that Peter had sent him once. He'd added the words, of beer, after need. Deadly serious now. The men holstered their guns. This had been an ambush and Peter had been the target. The shooters reached his friend. A few picnickers noticed the man down as well and started to converge, puzzled, expecting an innocuous explanation. Heart attack. The heat was too much for a guailo, a white man. One called out, I will call 999. Someone else asked, does anyone know first aid? I know some. A young woman hurried towards the prone man. People moved aside to make way for her. A shooter squatted next to Peter and extracted something from his rucksack. The other two formed a loose cordon. The first, short, thuggish lines like a dry riverbed on his forehead, pulled a gun and waved it in a lazy arc in the direction of the onlookers and the woman approaching them. No call police, he said. Just run! The woman who knew first aid screamed. They all ran. The gun was holstered once more. No real heroes in that crowd. When they stopped running, they would call the police. But by then it would be too late for Peter. Maybe it was already too late. Jack, still flat on his stomach in the long grass, turned his attention back to his friend. Was he still alive? He heard another sound and his blood ran colder than a Beijing winter. No. Please God, no. Chainsaw. Whining. Churning. Cutting.